Steve Jobs' widower Em Powell sailed the Riviera as her Atlantic magazine demanded lockdown and social isolation. By Simon Kent on November 1, 2022. Steve Jobs' billionaire widow Lauren Powell was sunning herself with friends aboard her 260-foot luxury yacht Venus, sailing the waters of the Mediterranean in the south of France at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The Daily Mail published shots in July 2020 of her enjoying freedom while the rest of the world was isolating and society fractured by government decree. All while the Atlantic magazine she co-owns demanded tougher penalties for those defying lockdown orders and compulsory vaccination programs. Powell's $110 million super yacht was originally commissioned by her late husband Steve Jobs in 2008, but he died of cancer before it was completed. The California-based billionaire businesswoman and philanthropist, 56, likes to share it with family and friends amongst the elites who call the sunny southern coast off Cannes home for the holidays. That was then and this is now. Her pandemic holiday jaunt preceded the far-left Atlantic, a publication she has been increasingly investing in and controlling since 2017, calling this week for a coronavirus pandemic amnesty because we need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID. As Breitbart News outlined, Jobs's publication previously stated the unvaccinated should face scorn among their peer group and may even be happy to have an excuse to protect themselves, and the Biden administration should force the unvaccinated to give up certain societal benefits to practice their individuality and freedom of choice. But Jobs, one of the world's most important philanthropists, enjoys many benefits her wealth generates. Namely, having freedom of choice to fly her private jets anywhere and at any time she chooses. If you submit to heightened scrutiny in advance, the Jobs publication continued last year, the TSA pre-check lets you go through security without taking off your shoes. A no-fly list keeps certain people off the plane entirely. Jobs's wealth and inferred status is detailed in Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruptions, which exposes the hidden connections between the establishment media and the activist left. As Marlow details, Jobs's past is a privileged one. She attended the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania and Stanford and then worked for Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs. Powell married well and inherited a lot of money, and her wealth is tied up in some of world's biggest companies, Marlow continues. She is the establishment. The decline of print and independent media has created an opportunity for moneyed partisans to launder their political activism through established media brands. Courier seemingly shows how far that exploitation has gone, Marlow concludes. Now the coronavirus has passed as a public issue of broad concern, Powell is backing away from talking of harsh penalties for those who chose not to vaccinate and pleads for global understanding. The Atlantic piece reads like a fanfare for the common man and woman, with its earnest plea for forgiveness. We have to put these fights aside and declare a pandemic amnesty. We can leave out the willful purveyors of actual misinformation while forgiving the hard calls that people had no choice but to make with imperfect knowledge, peace, love and understanding. All delivered from an owner who enjoyed the deck of a professionally crewed, multi-million-dollar yacht sailing the azure waters of the Mediterranean as the rest of the world was crushed by lockdowns. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.